This is the Wikipedia page for maggot therapy. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnano, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. We want you to subscribe because this podcast is bonkers fun. Bonkers fun.
That's right. It's bonkers fun because we get into stuff like maggots.
Let's start reading, shall we?
Please.
Maggot therapy. Maggot therapy, also known as larval therapy, is a type of biotherapy involving the introduction of live disinfected maggots, fly larvae, into non-healing skin and soft tissue wounds of a human or other animal for the purpose of cleaning out the necrotic dead tissue within a wound. Debridement?
Oh, God.
What is it? Oh. Sorry, we looked at the picture. When you hover over it, you can look at the picture. Debridement is dead tissue within a wound, debridement, and disinfection. Now, let me just say what debridement is. Debridement is the medical removal of dead, damaged, or infected tissue to improve the healing potential of the remaining healthy tissue. Removal may be surgical, mechanical, chemical, autolytic, self-digestion, and by maggot therapy. So, the picture that we saw was shocking.
It was. I'm trying to figure out how they disinfect a maggot.
Well, let's read on. I bet we'll find out.
I hope so. There is evidence that maggot therapy may help with wound healing.
There is evidence. I think it does, though. Didn't they do maggot therapy in the movie The Revenant? When he was attacked by a bear, he put maggots in his leg to, like, clean the wound.
I've never seen it, but I have heard of this as a thing. Whether or not it actually works, I don't know.
Medical uses. Maggot therapy improves healing in chronic ulcers. In diabetic foot ulcers, there is tentative evidence of benefit. A Cochrane review of methods for the debridement of venous leg ulcers found maggot therapy to be broadly as effective as most other methods, but the study also noted that the quality of data was poor.
In 2004, the United States Food and Drug Administration, FDA, cleared maggots from common green bottle fly for use as a medical device in the U.S. for the purpose of treatment of non-healing necrotic skin and soft tissue wounds,
pressure ulcers,
venous stasis ulcers,
neuropathic foot ulcers,
non-healing traumatic or post-surgical wounds.
So I hovered over three of those things in that list. Not pleasant.
No, not at all.
No, this is a page that's going to make me throw up.
Really?
I hope so.
I hope not.
Limitations. The wound must be a type that can benefit from the application of maggot therapy. A moist exudating wound with sufficient oxygen supply is a prerequisite. Not all wounds are suitable wounds, which are dry or open wounds of body cavities do not provide a good environment for maggots to feed. In some cases, it may be possible to make a dry wound suitable for larval therapy by moistening it with saline soaks.
Patients and doctors may find maggots distasteful, although studies have shown that this does not cause patients to refuse the offer of maggot therapy. Maggots can be enclosed in opaque polymer bags to hide them from sight. Dressings must be designed to prevent any maggots from escaping while allowing air to get to the maggots. Dressings are also designed to minimize the uncomfortable tickling sensation that the maggots often cause.
Because they're wriggling around in the wound and biting on all the dead flesh.
I hate it.
Let me put these maggots in your wounds.
Mechanisms of action. The maggots have four principal actions. Debridement.
Disinfection of the wound.
Stimulation of healing.
Biofilm inhibition and eradication.
Debridement. In maggot therapy, large numbers of small maggots consume necrotic tissue for more precisely than is possible in a normal surgical operation and can debride a wound in a day or two. The area of a wound surface is typically increased with the use of maggots due to the undebrided surface not revealing the actual underlying size of the wound. They derive nutrients through a process known as extracorporeal digestion by secreting a broad spectrum of proteolytic enzymes that liquefy necrotic tissue and absorb the semi-liquid result within a few days. In an optimum wound environment, maggots molt twice, increasing in length from about 2 millimeters to about 10 millimeters and in girth within a period of 48 to 72 hours by ingesting necrotic tissue, leaving a clean wound free of necrotic tissue when they are removed.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while I go have a panic attack.
Thank you for listening to that message. Let's get back to maggots.
Let's do it. Disinfection. Secretions for maggots believed to have broad-spectrum antimicrobial activity include allantoin, urea, phenylacetic acid, phenylacetylhydride, calcium carbonate, proteolytic enzymes, and many others. In vitro studies have shown that maggots inhibit and destroy a wide range of pathogenic bacteria, including methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, MRSA, group A and B streptococci, and gram-positive aerobic and anaerobic strains. Other bacteria like Pseudomonas aeruginosa E. coli or Proteus spp are not attacked by maggots, and in case of Pseudomonas, even the maggots are in danger.
Wow, that paragraph was so difficult to read, I just didn't listen. Like when you were doing it, I was just blanking out. I was like, whoa, this is not fun. I'm glad that was your paragraph, though, instead of mine. Biology of maggots. Those flies whose larvae feed on dead animals will sometimes lay their eggs on the dead parts, necrotic or gangrenous tissue of living animals. The infestation by maggots of live animals is called meiosis. When you go over meiosis, the picture is gross. Some maggots will feed only on dead tissue, some only on live tissue, and some on live or dead tissue. The flies used most often for the purpose of maggot therapy are blowflies of the Calophoridae. The blowfly species used most commonly is Lucilla sericata, the common green bottlefly. Another important species, Protoformia terrinovae, is also notable for its feeding secretions, which combat infection by Streptococcus pyogenes and S. pneumoniae.
History. Written records have documented that maggots have been used since antiquity as a wound treatment. There are reports of the use of maggots for wound healing by Maya, Native Americans, and Aboriginal tribes in Australia. Maggot treatment was reported in Renaissance times. Military physicians observed that soldiers whose wounds had become colonized with maggots experienced significantly less morbidity and mortality than soldiers whose wounds had not become colonized. These physicians included Napoleon's general surgeon, Baron Dominique Larry. Larry reported during France's Egyptian campaign in Syria, 1798 to 1801, that certain species of fly consumed only dead tissue and helped wounds to heal.
Joseph Jones, a ranking Confederate medical officer during the American Civil War, stated,
"I have frequently seen neglected wounds filled with maggots as far as my experience extends. These worms eat only dead tissues and do not injure specifically the well parts."
The first documented therapeutic use of maggots in the United States is credited to a second Confederate medical officer, Dr. J.F. Zacharias, who reported during the American Civil War that maggots in a single day would clean a wound much better than any agents we had at our command. I am sure I saved many lives by their use.
He recorded a high survival rate in patients he treated with maggots.
During World War I, orthopedic surgeon William S. Beyer recorded the case of a soldier left for several days on the battlefield who had sustained compound fractures of the femur and large flesh wounds. The soldier arrived at the hospital with maggots infesting his wounds, but had no fever or other signs of infection and survived his injuries, which would normally have been fatal. After the war, Bayer began using maggot therapy at Boston Children's Hospital in Massachusetts, oh my God, imagine being like 6 years old and having a flesh wound and you're in the hospital where everybody's like super nice and like, oh, you're going to be better. And then they bring in the maggots.
Or, you know, they didn't actually say how he used maggot therapy. So imagine being 6 years old and having a sore throat and he's like, here, let me put some maggots on your throat. There were reports that American prisoners of war of the Japanese in World War II resorted to maggot therapy to treat severe wounds.
A survey of U.S. Army doctors published in 2013 found that 10% of them had used maggot therapy.
Regulation. In January 2004, the FDA granted permission to produce and market maggots for use in humans or animals as a prescription-only medical device for the following indications.
For debriding non-healing necrotic skin and soft tissue wounds, including pressure ulcers, venous stasis ulcers, neuropathic foot ulcers, and non-healing traumatic or post-surgical wounds, unquote.
Veterinary use. The use of maggots to clean dead tissue from animal wounds is part of folk medicine in many parts of the world. It is particularly helpful with chronic osteomyelitis, chronic ulcers, and other pus-producing infections that are frequently caused by chafing due to work equipment. Citation needed. Maggot therapy for horses in the United States was reintroduced after a study published in 2003 by veterinarian Dr. Scott Morrison. This therapy is used in horses for conditions such as osteomyelitis, secondary to laminitis, subsolar abscesses leading to osteomyelitis, post-surgical treatment of street nail procedure for puncture wounds infecting the navicular bursa, canker, non-healing ulcers on the frog, and post-surgical site cleaning for keratoma removal.
However, there have not been many case studies done with maggot debridement therapy on animals, and as such, it can be difficult to accurately assess how successful it is.
Why is it called debridement?
I don't understand. Are you asking for the etymology of the word?
I suppose so.
Oh, then my answer is look it up.
Okay, got it.
This has been the Wikipedia page for maggot therapy.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Leave us a rate and review on Apple Podcasts because it really helps us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button after you do your maggot therapy.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, let us know. We will read it.